The first runoff event occurred at a Burnett County frac sand mine and wash plant owned by Interstate Energy Partners. In late April, a hiker reported seeing brown, sediment-filled water leaking into wetlands and the St. Croix River, a designated National Wild and Scenic Riverway. According to the DNR, the runoff was coming from a settling pond used to separate clay and other materials from the sand destined for oil drilling operations across the country. Tom Woolitz is the DNR's frac sand mining point of contact. He says excess sediment can change habitat in rivers and streams. Woolitz says the DNR uses a stepped enforcement process, beginning with warnings and leading up to enforcement conferences.
We're at that step right now with both these facilities.
Woolitz says the cases could be sent to local district attorneys for prosecution. A much more dramatic runoff event happened in the town of Preston in Trempealeau County. Woolitz says there, an oversaturated pile of waste sand broke free, raced down a coulee, flooded a home, and settled in a farm field near a river.
Obviously, when you get a 5-foot wall of water coming down and 18 inches of sludge in your house, yeah, that's a very serious, you know, potential hazard. I mean, somebody could have been killed had they been in there.
Woolitz says the frac sand slide was the first of its kind in the state. Neither of the frac sand mining companies returned calls seeking comment yesterday. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.